going to leave that track by Blondie and a track called Fun and go to the phone lines right now, and hopefully we've got a clear signal and speak to Andy live on the Saturday Sports Roundup. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how are you doing, Russell?
Not too bad. Where are you calling from just now?
I'm calling from my home in Edinburgh in Custerford.
Well, I was talking to Boness and reporter Vernon about football. What are we going to talk about this afternoon with you? Is it going to be football, rugby or what?
Well, we're going to talk about judo this afternoon, Russell.
Can I ask you how old you are, Andy?
I'm 72 years young.
And are you still active in judo?
Yes, I am.
Well, I've always said that there's no barrier to age in sport, and you've certainly proved that. Andy, what made you take up judo in the first place?
I've always liked to sort of rough and tumble, even since I've been a wee boy. And when I joined the army, I did boxing, I did rugby, and I also played football as well. I also joined, when I was about 19 years of age, just before I took up the judo, I joined a boxing club called the Sparta Boxing Club, where the great world champion Ken Buchanan trained. I trained there at the same time as Ken, but obviously Ken went on to do better things than me at that. And then my attention got drawn to judo. I was in another boxing club in Leith called the Leith Victoria Boxing Club, run by Joe Fortune and Jimmy Davis. And in the community centre we were in, there was a judo club there as well, sharing the same hall. So I thought, well, I see all these wee kids here, 7 and 8 year old kids, getting thrown all over the place, and they weren't crying. I thought, oh, they're tough wee cookies. So I'll have a shot at that. Stepped on the mat 50 plus years ago, and I've never looked back. And I've just been graded to the higher grade there, the master grade of 6 dan, on the 14th of January.
What does that mean to you after all these years, reaching and getting presented with the 6 dan, and who presented it to you?
I never thought in a million years that I'd ever reach the rank of 6 dan. I thought maybe, okay, if I could maybe reach 2nd or 3rd dan, that would be the penultimate of my grade prowess. But anyway, I dug in and stuck in, and eventually got presented with the 6 dan by no other than George Kerr, one of the highest graded players, 10th dan, one of the highest graded players outside Japan. George is the president of the British Judo Association, and he's also a Scotsman as well. He stays in Edinburgh as well.
So that's quite good. You've got a Scotsman that's a 10th dan, George Kerr, and you've got Andy yourself, Andy Malcolm, who's a 6th dan, so that's great for Scotland. And also you're a qualified referee.
Yeah, I'm a qualified referee, obviously qualified coach. I'm a 6th dan in jiu-jitsu. I've got certificates for self-protection, certificates for self-defence. I've also got certificates for the Goshin Jitsu and kata certificates for the Nage no Kata, which is the throwing techniques, and for Katami no Kata, which is the groundwork techniques. I've been right round the block. I've went round in a complete circle, really, to be quite honest with you, Russell. There's nothing, without sounding too boastful, there's nothing in judo that I haven't touched on.
When you walk down the street, do you feel that people allow you to pass and make way for you, and there's a big tunnel right through, say, the crowded Princes Street, where people know you and they'll step out your way?
It's not like that. To be quite honest, I've been very humbled by this grade, by this 6th dan grade day, Russell, to be quite honest with you. Proud but humbled at the same time. And as you rightly say, if I see some of my friends and they're on the side of the street as me and I'm walking along Princes Street, it's a good, strong, friendly handshake and how we're doing, how's things going, and we talk about judo. We're brainwashed into judo and we just talk about these things. I've even seen me at times here maybe walking up the bridges, and I've been on one side of the road and somebody's been on the other side, and we shout over to each other and just pass the niceties and the pleasantries of the day.
But is that not what judo's all about? It's not just about the sport, it's about the social interaction, and of course the manner and your inner self and all that is taught, is it?
Without a doubt. I mean, judo is one of the greatest sports. It's a great leveller. You may think you're good, but you're only good to a certain extent, like, you know. And when I was a young man, when I was 19 years of age, every 19-year-old guy thinks of the toughest guy in the world, like, you know. And step on a judo mat and you're no longer finding out you're not.
And you still step out in a judo mat. When you talked about the dans, you've received the position of 6th dan now, 6th dan status. How far up do you go in the dans where you have to compete to get a dan? How did you get the 6th dan? Were you fighting, or what did you do to achieve that high position?
From the beginning, you start off at your low belt. You start off at red belt, which is 6Q. You work right through the coloured graded belts, and the coloured graded belts are similar to snooker balls. You got the red, yellow, orange, green, blue, brown, and then you go into the black. Black belt, first dan. From first dan to fifth dan, they're competitive grades. You've been fighting in competitions, you've been doing gradings, etc., etc. And once you get to your fifth dan, then your grades thereafter bestowed upon you by virtue of you've been a referee for years, you've been a senior examiner for years, you've been a timekeeper for years, you've been a high-graded judo player for years, you've fought for your country, for Scotland or Great Britain, or whatever the case may be, you've fought at national level, international level, Commonwealth Games, Olympic Games, the World Championships, etc., etc. Your name then goes forward from 5th Dan to 6th Dan to a high-grade panel. And this high-grade panel at this moment in time consists of a 10th Dan and a 9th Dan. Lo and behold, did you believe the 10th Dan is George Kerr that I mentioned earlier on, and the 9th Dan is Mr. Colin McIver. Both are Scotsmen. Your name goes up in front of the panel, and if the high-grade panel look and you've ticked all the boxes and everything's in order, yeah, you'll get promoted to 6th Dan, 7th Dan, 8th Dan, or whatever the case may be. But in my case, for the 6th Dan, I ticked all the boxes, everything was in order, I got the prestigious 6th Dan.
You got the 6th Dan not for taking part or being competitive, but you also can't do judo and you can't be a 5th Dan moving on to a 6th Dan without actually becoming involved in a club. So what club are you involved with, or what club do you run?
At this moment in time, I'm the head coach at the Edinburgh Bushido Judo Club, based at Carrivale Community Centre in Stockton Mains there in Edinburgh.